Hello and welcome. I'm really glad you've pressed play because today we're diving into one of the most satisfying topics in GCSE physics, the motor effect. I say satisfying because once it clicks, it genuinely clicks. You'll be able to look at any electric motor in your hairdryer, your electric toothbrush, even an electric car, and understand exactly what's making it spin. And for the OCR exam, this topic comes up every single year, so getting it right is absolutely worth your time. Today we're covering everything you need. What the motor effect actually is, how to use Fleming's left-hand rule without getting confused, how the DC motor works, and for higher tier candidates, how to use the equation F equals BIL. Then we'll go through the exam tips, the classic mistakes that cost students marks, and I'll finish with a quick-fire quiz to test your recall. Let's go. Section 1. What is the motor effect? Here's the big idea. When a current-carrying conductor is placed inside a magnetic field, it experiences a force. That's it. That's the motor effect in one sentence. But let's unpack why, because examiners love the explain command word. Think of it this way: a current flowing through a wire creates its own magnetic field around that wire. You might remember this from the topic on electromagnetism. Now, when you place that wire inside an external magnetic field, say between the poles of a horseshoe magnet, the two magnetic fields interact. They push against each other in a way that creates a net force on the wire. The wire gets shoved sideways. That sideways shove is the motor effect. The force is always perpendicular. That means at right angles to both the direction of the current and the direction of the magnetic field. This is a key marking point. Candidates who write, "The force acts in the same direction as the current," or "The force acts along the field lines," will not be awarded that mark. Three things affect how big the force is: the strength of the magnetic field, the size of the current, and the length of the conductor inside the field. Increase any of these, and the force gets bigger. This leads us neatly to the higher tier equation. Section 2, the equation F equals BIL higher tier. For higher tier candidates, you need to be able to use and rearrange this equation: FA equals B times E times LL. Let's break down what each letter means. F is the force on the conductor, measured in newtons. B is the magnetic flux density, that's the strength of the magnetic field, measured in tesla. I is the current in the conductor, measured in amperes. And lowercase l is the length of the conductor that sits inside the magnetic field, measured in meters. This equation is given to you on the OCR formula sheet, so you do not need to memorize it, but you absolutely must know what each symbol represents, and this is critical, you must convert units before substituting. The most common error examiners see is candidates substituting a length in centimeters rather than meters. If the question gives you a length of 5 centimeters, you must write 0.05 meters before you plug it in. Fail to do that, and your answer will be out by a factor of 100, and you will lose the unit conversion mark. Section 3, Fleming's left-hand rule. Now, knowing that a force exists is one thing. Knowing which direction it acts is another, and that's where Fleming's left-hand rule comes in. Hold up your left hand, stretch out your thumb, your index finger, and your middle finger so they are all at right angles to each other, like a three-dimensional set of axes. Now, here's what each one represents. Your first finger points in the direction of the magnetic field, from north to south. Think first finger field. Your middle finger, your second finger, points in the direction of the current, from positive to negative. Think second finger, current. Your thumb points in the direction of the motion, the force on the wire. Think thumb, thrust, or motion. One critical exam tip: when you're using the rule with a diagram, physically align your hand with the diagram as it sits on the page. Do not rotate the paper to make it easier. This almost always leads to orientation errors and a wrong answer. Also, and this is a mark scheme specific point, conventional current flows from positive to negative. This is the opposite direction to electron flow. If you use electron flow direction instead of conventional current direction, your force direction will be wrong. The mark scheme specifically awards credit for correctly identifying conventional current direction. Section 4, the DC motor. The DC motor is the real-world application of the motor effect, and it's a favorite for 6-mark extended response questions. Let me walk you through it step by step, because the OCR mark scheme rewards a chronological, logical explanation. A DC motor consists of a rectangular coil of wire sitting between the poles of a permanent magnet. The coil is connected to a power supply via two components, the split ring commutator and the carbon brushes. here's what happens when you switch it on. Current flows through the coil. The two sides of the coil that are perpendicular to the magnetic field each experience a force, but in opposite directions. Using Fleming's left-hand rule, one side is pushed upward, the other is pushed downward. This creates a turning effect, a torque, and the coil begins to rotate. Now here's the clever bit. When the coil reaches the vertical position, standing upright, the forces on it are no longer creating rotation. They're just pulling the coil apart. If the current stayed the same, the coil would stop there. This is where the split ring commutator earns its name. The split ring commutator is two half rings of copper attached to the axle of the coil. As the coil reaches the vertical position, the gap in the commutator passes the carbon brushes and the connections swap over. This reverses the direction of current in the coil every half turn. Because the current reverses, the forces on the coil sides also reverse, and the coil continues to rotate in the same direction. Without the commutator, the motor would just oscillate back and forth and never complete a full rotation. A critical marking point here. The split ring commutator reverses the current in the coil. Not the voltage, not the magnetic field. The current candidates who write, "The commutator reverses the magnetic field," will not receive that mark. The carbon brushes are stationary contacts that maintain electrical connection with the rotating commutator. They are made of carbon because carbon is a good conductor, but also soft enough not to damage the commutator as it spins. Now, let's talk about how to actually get the marks in the exam. Tip 1, motor effect versus generator effect. This comes up every year. The motor effect converts electrical energy into kinetic energy. You put electricity in, you get movement out. The generator effect is the opposite, movement in, electricity out. In an exam diagram, the easiest way to tell them apart is to look for a power supply in the circuit. If there's a battery or power pack, it's the motor effect. If the wire is being moved by an external force with no power supply, it's the generator effect. Tip 2. For 6-mark questions on DC motors, structure your answer chronologically. Start with the current flowing through the coil. Then describe the forces on the coil sides using Fleming's left-hand rule. Then explain the rotation. Then explain what happens at the vertical position. Then explain how the commutator reverses the current. Then state that this maintains rotation in the same direction. 6 logical steps, 6 marks. Tip 3. For calculation questions, always write out the formula first, then substitute values, then calculate. Show every step. Even if your final answer is wrong, you can still earn method marks for correct substitution. Common mistake. 1. Using the right hand instead of the left hand for the motor effect. Remember, left hand for the motor effect because left equals electricity going in, making it move. Common mistake 2. Forgetting to convert centimeters to meters in F equals BIL calculations. Always check your units before substituting. Common mistake 3. Saying the commutator reverses the magnetic field or the voltage. It reverses the current. Only the current. Now for the quickfire recall quiz. Cover your notes and try to answer these out loud. Question 1. What 3 factors affect the size of the force on a current-carrying conductor in a magnetic field? Pause if you need to think. The answers are the magnetic flux density, the current, and the length of the conductor in the field. Question 2. In Fleming's left-hand rule, what does the thumb represent? The motion, or force, on the conductor. Question 3. What does the split ring commutator do in a DC motor? It reverses the direction of current in the coil every half turn to maintain rotation in the same direction. Question 4. A wire of length 8 centimeters carries a current of 3 amperes in a magnetic field of 0.5 tesla. What is the force on the wire? Remember to convert. 8 centimeters is 0.08 meters. F equals 0.5 times 3 times 0.08, which equals 0.12 newtons. Let's bring it all together. The motor effect is the force experienced by a current-carrying conductor in a magnetic field. The force is perpendicular to both the current and the field. Use Fleming's left-hand rule, first finger field, second finger current, thumb thrust, to find the direction. For higher tier, use F equals BIL, always converting lengths to meters. In a DC motor, the split ring commutator reverses the current every half turn to keep the coil spinning in the same direction, and always distinguish between the motor effect, electricity in, movement out, and the generator effect, movement in, electricity out. You've got this. Go back over your notes, try the practice questions in your study guide, and remember, the examiner wants to give you marks, give them the specific, precise language they're looking for, and those marks are yours. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.